work, it's the payroll savings plan. Where you bank, it's the bond a month plan. Everywhere, it's United States savings bonds for real financial security.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Kenny Delmar, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guest for this program, Hollywood's brash belle of the flip quip, Patsy Kelly, and radio singing star Barry Wood. But first, Dennis Segay and the Savings Bond Orchestra, and zing went the strings of my heart.
Has just occurred, and the atmosphere is static. Mother, father, and newborn babe are all hushed, and then the father, irresistibly drawn to the magnet of his newborn child, bends over the bed. His face wears devotion and adoration. He gazes long at the infant. His look and love are liquid, full of the desire to drink in each individual feature of this, his child. Then in a voice strange and new, he opens up his heart and utters his first words at the first sight of his new daughter.
Ugly is ugly, but this is ridiculous.
Thus was Patsy Kelly welcomed into this world. A world that she has roamed from that day to this. Till today she has roamed to guest star, and here she is, my friend, Patsy Kelly.
Fine thing, insulting my face. To my face, too.
Well, it's just a gag, Patsy. You know anything for a gag.
Now my face makes your gag. I'll have you know my face hasn't made it hard for me to get a man. It's made it impossible.
Well, don't worry, Patsy. Someday you'll find the right man.
What right man? I don't want a man. I don't want romance. I don't want moonlight and kisses.
You don't what?
I don't believe a word I said.
Well, cheer up, Patsy. Look, every little girl squirrel has a boy squirrel, and every little girl goat has a boy goat.
That's what I always get, boy goats.
No.
Boys look at me and go, bah.
Well, every girl has a boy. You'll get one, too.
Yeah, why not? Somewhere in this world, there must be a man who's the kind of man who could go for the kind of a girl like me.
You mean you'd want such a jerk? I mean, such a man?
Look, Kenny, you get what you want. Me, I want what I can get.
Patsy Kelly will be back, but first, meet one of the show world's most popular singing stars, radio's romantic baritone, Barry Wood.
Well, thank you, Kenny, and I've got a song that might help Patsy to latch on to love. It's a recipe for romance that calls for castanets and old lace. Castanets and lace, dancing through my dreams. You're my lovely lady of long ago. Castanets and lace, every night it seems, you'll come back to haunt me. Why did I let you go? At the gay fiesta down in San Severo, you dance round my sombrero, right into my heart. Will I know again the warmth of your embrace? My lovely lady with castanets and
think so, Patsy?
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, that's my fella, that Barry Wood. That's my kind of a man. Could I go for him?
Well, Patsy, I watched you while Barry was singing, and you just glanced at him briefly. You didn't look into his eyes or notice the color of his hair, his broad shoulders.
Look, let's get practical, Kenny. When a girl wants a man like I do, she doesn't appraise his features. She just counts them.
Well, look, Patsy, have you ever tried the direct attack method, you know, out-and-out asking a man for a date?
Are you kidding? You think I could look this desperate without trying everything?
Well,
that's a joke. Honestly, that's a joke.
It is. I'm glad you mentioned it.
Just last week, I went over to Lancelot Hennessy, the smiling scissors grinder.
Oh, he's quite a gay blaze.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. Let's continue. A very cheerful cut-up, that Hennessy.
Yeah.
Well, I went over to Lancelot, and I said, Lancelot. I called him Lancelot. Of course, that's his name.
Oh.
Lancelot, look at me, I said.
And repressing a shudder, he did.
Yet, what do you mean, repressing a shudder? He didn't repress anything. He shrugged.
He did. Shrouded weak.
Shrouded weak. Thank you. Yeah. I wish you'd written the script. Anyway, then I said, you're the man. That's obvious. And very modestly, he said.
He said, ah, Patsy Curran, sure I'm the biggest man in town, to say nothing of being the handsomest, if you overlook my face.
I'll
that's Irish.
That joke, too. Yeah. All right. And I said, you're a man. That's obvious. And I'm a woman. That's obvious. And he said...
Obvious? It's a tragedy.
Yeah. Well, I told him to cut out the fancy lovemaking and get down to cases. Lancelot, I said, I want to have a date with you.
And did you have a date with him?
Uh-huh.
How was it?
Very educational, Kenny. By the way, did you know that date is the name of a fruit?
Oh, no, no.
Poor Patsy. Looks like she's going to have to find a new love, Kenny.
Well, Barry, you and Patsy will have to go your separate ways, because while Patsy is searching for a new love, you're going to sing about an old love of mine.
Just an old love of mine that began with dinner and wine. I thought everything would be fine, but now she's an old love of mine. Just an old dream gone wrong that began with the sweetest love song. And I've carried memories so long for just an old love of mine. So many times I've been lonely to do the things we would do. And I'd go back to remember, but I'd see all the people we knew. Oh, I'd try to be gay, hoping you will see things my way. I can almost hear you say hello again, oh love of mine.
You know, I feel so sorry for poor Patsy.
That's right, Kenny. It is a pity. You know, she wants a steady boyfriend so badly.
What are you guys knocking yourselves out about? I got me a man in my life.
Yeah?
Oh, and what a man. Big, strong, generous, and he's taking very good care of me.
Yeah, what's his name, Patsy? Do you see him steadily?
Sam's his name.
Oh.
And I see him every week. Yes, sir, Uncle Sam and I. We have a date every payday. I meet him at the corner of payroll and savings.
Oh, Patsy, you mean you buy United States savings bonds every payday through the payroll savings plan?
That's it. And does he have my future planned out for me? Or does he? He's so generous, too. For every $3 I invest in Uncle Sam's saving bonds, he gives me back $4 in only 10 years' time.
Well, Patsy, you and all the millions of Americans who invest regularly through payroll savings have latched onto the finest, safest investment in the world.
And how? After all, he's my Uncle Sam.
Mine too, Patsy. You know, I've been signed up with the payroll savings plan right from the start.
Well, looky here, Barry and Patsy. I want to play Me Too also. It's the most popular game in America, saying Me Too, when anyone says, I'm buying United States savings bonds regularly through the payroll savings plan.
And you know what else?
What else?
Uncle Sam is so considerate, all I had to do was sign up where I work for the payroll savings plan, and Uncle Sam fixed it up with the boss to take care of all the details automatically.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is save and watch those $3 grow into $4 regularly.
Yeah, Patsy, the easy automatic way to save is with the payroll savings plan.
And every time you invest in the United States savings bonds, you're investing in America.
You told them good, Barry. And I just want to add that every time you invest in United States saving bonds, you are investing in your own future, ensuring your future financial security.
This is your host, Kenny Delmar, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our sincere thanks to Patsy Kelly and Barry Wood for being with us on this program. And till next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a goodbye. Goodbye, that is.